Blackstone Audio presents Time for the Stars by Robert A. Heinlein. For Bill and Bob Davis. Chapter 1. The Long Range Foundation. According to their biographies, Destiny's favored children usually had their lives planned out from scratch. Napoleon was figuring on how to rule France when he was a barefoot boy in Corsica, Alexander the Great much the same, and Einstein was muttering equations in his cradle. Maybe so. Me, I just muddled along. In an old book that belonged to my great-grandfather Lucas, I once saw a cartoon of a man in evening clothes going over a ski jump. With an expression of shocked unbelief, he is saying, "How did I get up here?" I know how he felt. How did I get way up here? I was not even planned on. The untaxed quota for our family was 3 children, then my brother Pat and I came along in one giant economy package. We were a surprise to everyone, especially to my parents, my 3 sisters, and the tax adjusters. I don't recall being surprised myself, but my earliest recollection is a vague feeling of not being quite welcome, even though Dad and Mum, in faith, hope, and charity, treated us okay. Maybe Dad did not handle the emergency right. Many families get an extra child quota on an exchange basis with another family, or something, especially when the tax-free limit has already been filled with all boys or all girls. But Dad was stubborn, maintaining that the law was unconstitutional, unjust, discriminatory, against public morals, and contrary to the will of God. He could reel off a list of important people who were youngest children of large families, from Benjamin Franklin to the first governor of Pluto. Then he would demand to know where...